more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Winnipeg, can you feel it? That restless, low burn chaos humming under everything. Mannequin Pussy turns it into something loud, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. Touring their explosive new record, I Got Heaven, they crash between searing punk and vulnerable pop, a full body release that's earned love from Pitchfork to NPR. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Come scream it out with Mannequin Pussy on Sunday, September 13th at the Burton Cummings Theater with local phenoms Show Pony opening the night, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
It has traveled across time and space. An energy force unlike any in the universe.
CJUM 101.5 on the FM dial.
Keep this frequency clear.
Careful now. We didn't have time to insert the... So be advised. What you're about to hear contains material not suitable for all listeners.
Kicking things off a little bit early today on this dreary, but oh so beautiful and oh so pleasant Monday afternoon. This is Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. We're just shy of 4 p.m. right now. Going to keep on rolling until 5 p.m. So buckle up and stay tuned. We got some crazy tunes, some not so crazy tunes. Doom, gloom, anger, violence, calm, peace, sadness, whatever you name it. We're your alternative to your alternative. So once again, buckle up, stay tuned. Hope you're enjoying your Terry Fox Day. I always forget about this holiday as it's kind of a nothing holiday to me. No offense to Terry Fox. I'm glad we have a day for him. By all means, it seems like he was a righteous dude. But this is just kind of like a nothing day because it's a civic holiday. First of all, I don't even get it off. I just came from work. I think most of the service industry doesn't even get it off. There's like only a third of people who get this holiday off. So to me, it's not even really a true holiday. It's a holiday for some people. And it's just, it's in the middle of summer. Like most people have it off anyways. Just nothing. It's in the tier list of holidays. It's right smack dab in the middle. It just is kind of seems a little bit like meaningless in my mind. Although it's not as like, I guess, if we're going from like good holidays to like maybe questionable holidays, it's not as bad as Victoria Day, where we're sort of celebrating a colonialist 200 years after she died. And it's not as like cool as like St. Patrick's Day, where we honor like the ongoing struggle and history and culture of a colonized nation. It's right in the middle. It's neutral. It's inoffensive. So maybe it's not a nothing holiday. It's just like I don't have feelings about it. All that said, I hope you're enjoying your day. Like I said, lots of craziness to come, a strange amount of acoustic guitars and quietness, but we're going to start real loud. As I said last episode, if you were tuned in last Monday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., I'm back on my BS, real dark, moshy, thrashy punk stuff, some D-beat, some mincecore, some grindcore, some stuff I probably don't even know the names of. If you don't know what that means, it's fast, it's punky, it's loud, it's noisy, and it's very, very political. It's hard not to be political in these times, and it's really hard not to be angry if you keep your ear to the ground and keep your eyes peeled. So let's be angry together and get into some grindy, crusty, thrashy, you name it type stuff. Starting things off with a band from Philadelphia, who I've been very fond of recently, called Kinetic Orbital Strike, with a song called KBS. Following that up with all Canadian bands, it turns out, Chattel from Quebec, Skunk from here in Winnipeg, Arc, I don't actually know how to say this, I think it's Arc Agathis, also from Winnipeg, and then ending things off with Saskatoon's Crash. But for now, this is Kinetic Orbital Strike. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM.
Survive, 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 survive
That one really jumped out of the speakers there. Sorry if I blew up your car's sound system. That was Crash with a K from out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan with Fear of the Future. Before that, Archagathis, I'm not quite sure, Greek. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine. From here in Winnipeg anyways, a song called Intoxicating Aroma. Before that, also from Winnipeg, Skunk with Failed World. Chattel from Quebec with NVM, I'm assuming, never mind. And before that, from all the way out in Philadelphia, Kinetic Orbital Strike with KBS from their great, great new record, The Terrifying, something about bombardment. Slipped my mind, unfortunately. You're listening right now to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM, The Terrifying Power of Bombardment. Just came back. Go check out that record if you like D-beat, crust punk type stuff. Fast, thrashy, of course, very political. 18 songs, 19 minutes. Can't go wrong with that. I was trying to, as I was listening to all this and getting into all these genres, like D-beat, grind, mince, whatever you want to call it, I was trying to parse the difference between all the genres because they're all so incredibly similar. And so, of course, like a normal person, I took to Reddit to find the answer, and Reddit wasn't super helpful. Some people said it was down to punk versus like classic hardcore punk versus death metal influence. Some people say the rhythm, some people say like the fashion sense or the vocal style. Really, I think in my mind, as I've been listening to it, you kind of just got to feel it out. There are differences that you can't quite quantify or put into words. But also, I think it's the sliding scale of punk influence versus that aforementioned death metal influence. They are very, very different, but in ways that you can only really understand if you listen to it closely or listen to enough of it, which I definitely have been doing. I've been definitely tapped in, YouTube recommending me album, EP, demo after demo after demo. And I cannot get enough of this loud, thrashy, dark, punky metal music of whatever kind it is. Although if it, you know, if all sounds the same to you, that's also cool. This next one's not so punky, not so thrashy. In fact, it's quite slow. It's a metal song with more in common with Explosions in the Sky than it does with most sludge metal around it. Of course, I'm talking about the legendary post-metal band Isis, who I've previously had on this show but only recently really started listening to. I would say they were one of the first extreme metal bands that I ever heard of when I was in the tender age of 14, I believe, simply because of the terrorist group ISIS. The band ISIS got a lot of notoriety on the internet, which was unfortunate because they had just broken up, I think, around that time. But listening now, the music is pretty incredible. Like I said, I was expecting something more sludgy, huge, fuzzy, stonery metal, but it was it has more in common with the post-rock of the time and all my favorite parts of it. The shimmery kind of guitars, the loud, quiet, loud walls of distortion, the sort of ebb and flow feel. And it doesn't really have a resolution to it, which I also really enjoy. So spoiler alert, it's a nice 9-minute long song, good to get lost into. But of course, it is a metal song after all. It still has the crushing weight behind it. It feels huge. It feels muscular. It feels powerful. As well as all of those other things. So without further ado, this is Post Everything 101.5 UMFM. This is Isis from their album Panopticon, a song called In Fiction. a song of pure, pure release, but no resolve ever to be found. That was Isis with In Fiction from their record Panopticon, which, if you could guess by the name, and if you're familiar with the concept of the Panopticon, was mostly concerned with the idea of a surveillance state post 9/11. If only they could see back then how bad it was going to get. This was no longer phone lines being tapped, security cameras being monitored, but rather now we have, if only they could see, like, flock cameras on the corners of streets in America using AI surveillance technology to capture license plates, faces, put them into databases without consent, without any sort of prior warning. If only they could see we were really starting to live in the Panopticon now. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. That song just really threatens to drag you in whole. It feels like being caught in a huge wave, ebbs and flows and pulls and pushes with such huge power. And I love that it has no resolve at the end. Too many songs, too many stories feel the need to end things on a nice note or some sort of a note. That song feels like it has no end. It feels ongoing. If you recognize the voice, and you don't know where it was from, if you listen to the new Neurosis album, Aaron Turner of Isis is now the vocalist of Neurosis, but also so much more. One of the busiest people in modern metal, I think. After Isis broke up, he formed Sumac in Vancouver with a couple of Vancouverites. Very similar to Isis, but almost more improv-y, I guess, in feel. A lot more noise and avant-garde elements. He's also in a band called Old Man Gloom, which, as far as I understand, is more on the doomier side. If we're going on Isis versus Sumac versus Neurosis, the doomier side of things. Truly a lot of projects to check out from him. Somebody asked me a couple of weeks back, or maybe last week, how do I discover music? How do I find new music? And I gave, you know, pretty standard answers. I look on different feeds. I read sort of news articles from like Pitchfork and Stereogum and stuff like that. But a lot of what I do is following members of bands that have side projects, that had projects before their projects. Just follow this family tree of bands. It's really helpful in the world of Winnipeg music, but also in bands like Isis, where, like I said, Aaron Turner has been in five different bands. That's five different bands worth of music worth checking out, all with variations on the same theme. As I said, song threatens to suck you in, and that's a quality I love in a lot of different darker music. As we're talking about resolve and release, next couple of songs are all about release, but I think all about resolve, but very little release, or maybe the other way around. You should be the judge of that. On the quieter note, very little distortion or explosion or anything like that. In fact, we're adding acoustic guitars into the mix. Songs about being lost, being small, but in a way that's kind of all right, in a way that adds to your overall experience of life. Starting things off with Bon Iver, a song called Holocene, which you might be familiar with, but, you know, it's a classic for a reason. After that, a newer one, not so classic, but maybe classic of the future, My Guitar Is Trying to Kill Me with Right at the Moon. Two songs have this darkness to them that threaten to pull you in. They feel like worlds of their own, trapped in eternal dusk and eternal autumn dusk and twilight, but they don't quite pull you in all the way. It's like glancing into another whole dimension, I think, and that's one of my favorite experiences when I'm listening to music. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5. This is Bon Iver with Holocene.
Fucked it, friend, it's on its head. took the street. Christmas light, clutch the light, the hell of bright. I'm not alone.
angel flies over crooked tree line. Yesterday in the evening steers a red ship on a star sea. Turns its cheek, faces away from me. Now I'm just firing my pistol right at the moon. Now I'm just firing my pistol right at the moon.
We'll be right back.
That was the breathtaking Right at the Moon by My Guitar Is Trying to Kill Me from their new record, Shield of Faith. I know I said there'd be very little distortion, but very little means doesn't mean nothing. This is Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM, after all, home of all sorts of distortion and distorted feelings, and hopefully not distorted facts, but we love our distortion. We love our fuzz sounds. Before that was the decidedly distortionless Holocene by Bon Iver, although maybe a little bit of distortion. I don't know. The production was pretty lo-fi, so maybe there was natural elements of distortion. I love... love, love, love in Holocene. He says, I knew at once I was not magnificent. But he doesn't say it with defeat necessarily. He says it as just a realization of smallness, which I think is such a powerful feeling. And really, really, I think is what being human is all about. It really makes you realize your own humanity, that you are small, you are insignificant, but it's not an awful thing. You just are you. You are doing the best that you can, surrounded by a world of chaos, a universe of chaos and nature and all sorts of crazy, crazy stuff. I'm sounding a little, I don't know, Joe Rogan-ish here. Hopefully I'm not, but like, yeah, your smallness is a big part of your humanity, and I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It could be crushing to some, but I think it's very, very life-affirming in such a strange, strange way. We're going to get even less distortion coming on up. If you heard on that last track, if you're really listening close, there was some faint whiffs of alt country, I think, that crept in. The album as a whole, once again, Shield of Faith by My Guitar Is Trying to Kill Me, has more than a faint whiff of alt country to it. It, I guess, sort of what people would call country gaze, which is not a genre name that I love because it's just odd and kind of off-putting sounding. But yeah, alt country all around. And I love that alt country is making a comeback in a very fresh, imaginative way in bands like Wednesday, in acts like Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman. It's not just the tired old sound that we've heard already from Wilco and Jayhawks and Uncle Tupelo and bands like that, but they're adding their own spin to it, a little bit more indie rockified, a little bit of that shoegaze influences, which is where, of course, country gaze gets its name. However, I still do love the more countrified side of things, the countrified side of indie rock that's been creeping in the last few years. I think it's a little too early to say that we're having like a bit of an alt country boom once again, like it's 1995 or something, but it's starting to look that way. Tracks with bands, I guess, like Twisted Teens and This Is Lorelei, getting real twangy and sounding a lot like the patron saint, I think, of this new wave of alt country, Jason Molina of Sons Ohio, and later his own name. So we're going to play a few tracks from there because I love alt country. I love country in general. Don't often get a chance to play it. Don't often get a chance to hear some acoustic guitars here on Post Everything. But with all that talk of freshness aside, we're actually going to start with a classic that I've low-key been a little obsessed with, listening to it daily. That, of course, is Random Rules by Silver Jews. Once again, you're listening to Post Everything, Random Rules, Silver Jews, followed up by Twisted Teens, and This Is Lorelei.
In 1984, I was hospitalized for approaching perfection. Slowly screwing my way across Europe, they had to make a correction. Broken and smoking where the infrared deer plunge in the digital snake. I tell you, they make it so you can't shake hands when they make your hand shake. I know you like to line dance. Everything's so democratic and cool, but baby, there's no guidance when random rules. I know that a lot of what I say has been lifted off of men's room walls.
I've crossed the wrong rivers and walked down all the wrong halls. But nothing can change the fact that we used to share a bed. And that's why it scared me so when you turned to me and said, yeah, you look like someone. Yeah, you look like someone who up and left me low. Boy, you look like someone I used to know.
Tonight, oh, 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 oh. knows most every word and what it means. I always thought that Billy had the knack, and I always thought that Billy might come back. The last time I saw Billy was in 2022. Yeah, the only things he ever did were things I wouldn't do. And now he's showing up in cowboy boots with all that love he needs. He's got every song he'll ever wanna sing. You can hear him sing, like he's singing from the bottom of a deep blue sea. Yeah, my Billy's got a voice that sings for you and for me. Billy's back, he's singing to the track. Billy came back.
That was the newest single by This Is Lorelei, a.k.a. Nate Amos of Water From Your Eyes, a song called Billy Came Back. I'm kind of worried about this upcoming album that he's about to release just because of the huge wave of hype he rode on for his last album, Box for Buddy, Box for Star. Yes, that's the one, which was his kind of debut, kind of his entry into the mainstream, and it just like a huge wave of success hit him, huge wave of love. Some people are kind of treating this as a generational record, so I'm worried about what the hype may lead to. Will this live up to it? Will this be better, just as good? I don't know. I'm just gonna have to trust in Nate Amos's pop sensibilities, I suppose. Before that was Twisted Teens, Florida Water Blues, the title track from their second record of the year. And even before that, kicking things off was Silver Jews with Random Rules. Right now you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Not for much longer though. If that makes you sad, you can catch me next week, same time, same place. Don't even touch that dial. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Monday. You can listen to everything from D-beat to alt country, you name it, black metal to ambient, all the spaces in between everything else, all thrown into a blender. So stay tuned. Of course, maybe a little less acoustic guitar next time. I'm already getting sick of it. Anything's off, we're gonna end things off with a local track that I've really enjoyed recently. Sunday Club released a self-titled record full of course, beautifully washed out, dreamy, melancholic tunes, my favorite of which is called Corridon Avenue to Meet You. Let's end things off with that. I'll see you next week. This has been Post Everything.
Closer to you, the losing myself. At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Check out Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.